This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Welcome back to the warm-up program. This is the great Allman Brothers Band. Dickie Betts passed away. He's their guitarist. He was, I believe he was 80 years old. I was just, I'm not a huge Allman Brothers guy.
My dad is.
Your dad is?
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure, because I've done this in the past where somebody from a legendary band passes away. You keep just going, Eddie. And I would play one of their songs and people would be like, hey, idiot, he's not even on that song. So I did Google to make sure he is on this song. This was actually one of the last songs he was on before they kicked him out of the Allman Brothers. I was just reading.
How long ago was that?
No, a long time ago. They said this was one of his last studio recordings with them. Nobody Left to Run With anymore. Great song. I just added it to my favorites playlist.
How about that?
I'm feeling it right now.
His passing brought you back to
this song. It is a great song.
Okay, I'm gonna expose myself here.
Okay, literally.
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
No. A little early in the morning for that. Are they one of these bands that, like, continues to tour all these years later, or are they, like, long defunct?
I think they're defunct because I believe Greg Allman's passed away.
Ah, well, there you go. Because I know, I was commuting in and out of Penn Station the other day. The Doobie Brothers are at MSG at some point soon, I think. Or...
Yeah.
That's going down?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, Greg Allman died May of 17.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to tell me, like, he died, like, 40 years ago.
No. So I'm sure they're no longer the Allman Brothers.
All right. Very good.
They're not like Lynyrd Skynyrd, where they just keep, like, let's throw some more dudes out there.
I mean, a lot of these bands just keep plugging along, you know?
Yeah. So we actually got the, it was a big sports weekend here, CeeLo. We've got the Knicks starting up. We've got the Rangers. We've got the Islanders.
Yeah, man.
Mets and Yankees back, of course. And I guess now we know that if there is a... Game 6 for the Rangers-Capitals. That is going to be on the same night of Boomer and Geo Live.
And who was the first person to ask that query, Al, months ago now?
I don't know. Is that you?
On these very airwaves, I was just like, wait a second now. What happens if the Rangers have a playoff game that night? I think you and I talked about it on this show.
Is that right?
Well, and then I asked Boomer about it on a morning when I was in with him, and he didn't. We don't worry about that down the road or whatever. We'll figure it out. So I'm very curious to see how y'all will handle the logistics of that.
I don't know if it'd be more fun that night if we were getting updates and the Rangers were losing or if the Rangers were winning.
See, now, and I'm going to have to pitch this to Gio, and you know I'm usually not a sell myself kind of guy.
Okay.
I think that should be my role for Boomer and Geo Life. Ranger update, Ranger report of some sort.
I like that.
I think that's what needs to happen.
Okay.
Boomer obviously is, you know, star center stage with Geo. He can't really be locked in the way he normally would. I can kind of...
Here's my one concern for you on that evening. Boomer's got a couple pops in him.
Hey.
You're coming out going, oh, they're down 3-0. He grabs you, shakes you.
Doesn't that sound great for the crowd?
No, it does sound great for the crowd.
All right, well, you know what? The sacrifices we make.
Just wear some pads that night.
Right. I'll come out in full hockey gear.
That's a good idea. Minus the skates, because you probably can't be walking around the stage on skates.
No. Unless you have the covers on them.
I think you should pitch that during one of the updates today.
Yeah.
I will support that.
I've not met Ryan Hurley face-to-face yet, so perhaps when I do, I'll throw that out there.
Yeah.
Or is Spike still consulting
Spike
on this
is still
event?
Consulting.
He is, okay.
Yep.
So I'm sure it'll get shot down then.
We had No, because you know what? Spike's so happy now because he's right. Just like...
out of here.
He's just doing a show. You know,
so.
Now he's not dealing with all the behind-the-scenes nonsense
sure.
that comes with running WFAN.
Yeah.
Now he's just like worried about his show.
And the Sixers.
And this live show. He
Got
is
it.
Still very much,
all right.
thank God, part of this live show.
All right, well, now that that's locked in, now, of course, here's the problem. Here's the possible issue with that. And this is not me touching the money. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's possible. Should that series end in 5 games
right.
or less? Hopefully on the Rangers side of things.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then it's, oh, CeeLo, what are you doing here? You can just, you know what? Just go ahead and stay home. You don't need to make an appearance.
We don't need you here. Yeah, that's true. But they may not need it. What do you think the likelihood is we get a game 6? Well, give me a
based
percentage.
On Rangers playoff
yeah.
history, pretty strong.
Pretty strong.
Yeah.
Would you put that over 70% chance?
Based on
yeah.
the math over the last close to 15 years, yeah, probably. Now, I hope not. I mean, this is an opponent that a couple weeks ago no one thought was making the playoffs. I mean, they still have some notable players. Obviously, Alex Ovechkin, who Boomer's got the jersey in the freezer already.
Who's this Tom Wilson fellow they keep hearing about?
He's a bit of an agitator, but with some skill, and he's been a thorn in the Rangers' side. Is that the thorn in the side?
Yep.
Is that the yeah? For numerous years now. In fact, you could make the case he was largely responsible for them cleaning house in their front office a few years ago when they got rid of John Davidson and Jeff Gordon, and they elevated Chris Drury to GM because late in the year, a couple teams came in and pushed the Rangers around, the Islanders included, and the Caps, Tom Wilson. I think it was a big hit on Artemi Panarin, and James Dolan reportedly did not like the fact that the Rangers were getting knocked around and roughed up and felt there needed to be a change. And long story short, here we are. So he's a guy that plays on the edge, but he's not a goon, not just a goon. He does have some skill to his game. He's been around a while. Ovechkin's a veteran player. TJ Oshie, Max Pacioretty, they have some age on their roster. But you never know. Team gets in, unexpected. They've got a first-year head coach, the Ranger head coach currently. Peter Laviolette was their head coach the last 3 years. So two franchises that have met quite a bit in the playoffs since we came out of that first lockout almost 20 years ago or so now. So in theory, the Rangers off of their regular season should be able to, I'm not going to say breeze through the series, but maybe have a little bit easier of a time. But again, their history suggests it could be a 6 or 7 game.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Are you liking a Sunday afternoon game, or would you have preferred like a prime time Saturday night game?
I don't like day hockey games in the regular season or in the playoffs. That's just my own sense, especially at the Garden. I think the matinee basketball game, for whatever reason, has a better vibe than the matinee hockey game. So I don't love it. It's also my son's first communion on Sunday.
Oh, man.
So we're going to be hosting a party. And
oh, nice.
We'll be watching the game. But it's sort of now, you know, the communion party sort of takes a little bit of a back seat because we got a playoff game to watch here. And I won't be the only one. My son will be locked in on it. My dad, my nephew, my brother. So we'll have a lot of people that are locked in at 3 o'clock.
What age is communion these days?
He's about to be 8.
8 years That's, old?
Yeah.
And then
second
confirmation's
grade, seven,
like 15,
yes,
14, 15?
Right in that range, yeah. Yeah.
I have a confirmation party like next Friday. My nephew.
Oh.
He's 14. Fifth, no, yeah, he's 14.
14. Yeah, depending on when your birthday is, but it's that year, I guess that would be like maybe the freshman year of high school.
All right.
Is that where he is? You
maybe.
Don't even know.
Not okay. sure.
Can we get you can we get you jacked up, by the way, about the Knicks and the Rangers?
Yes.
Like, what do I have to do to get you all in?
I need to see some, like, I do like playoff hockey. And
that's what I was going to ask.
And
like,
playoff Knicks basketball.
Yeah.
Like, I was really into, like, Knicks Pacers back in the day,
sure.
Knicks Rockets.
90s Knicks.
We got to get a couple games into it. Like game one, game two, not that interesting. We get to a game five, game six, game seven situation.
Okay.
And then I'm going to lock
so
in.
So like we've got 4 straight days
yeah.
/ nights of playoff action at the Garden. Like that's, we, you know, let's embrace that. Let's be excited about
yeah.
that. Saturday through Tuesday. Let's go. And not to discount the Islanders. They're in the mix as well, but different building, obviously.
You tell me Saturday through Tuesday, yeah, there's something going on every day at the Garden?
Yeah. Knicks are Saturday, Monday. Rangers are Sunday, Tuesday.
You think it's the same people working the vending areas where you buy food? Like, do you think they're working all four nights?
I don't know if the staff is all going to work all four, yeah, but I'd imagine that there's crossover between the two. I would think. I don't know for sure. But
are they getting their schedules going? I got a Saturday through Tuesday situation.
Very, very, very possible. We went to a game a couple weeks ago, a Ranger game, and by the time, like, how do I say this? We lingered a little bit after the game. How's that? And within, I'd say, a half hour, they had the merchandise. Everything was flipped already to Knicks stuff for their next home game, which I guess was the next day. So they don't waste any time.
They move quickly.
Forget turning the court into the ice and vice versa. They do it all through the arena.
Yeah, I'm really not sure how that works. How do they go from a frozen thing, and then that's gone, and there's wood on the floor?
It's the wood goes on top. There's like there's something that goes on top of the ice. I don't know the right term for it, but some sort of insulation or layer.
2x4s.
And then because the ice is longer than the basketball court. So, and obviously when they put the basketball court down, you have those temporary seats like right behind each basket that would not be there for the hockey game. So they cover the ice with some sort of material or something that you could walk on. I think it's probably like a black whatever. And then they lay the hardwood of the court on top of that.
Must be cold down there on the court then.
Maybe that, but I think that layer helps out.
We now know that the Arizona Coyotes are headed to Utah.
Yes.
And a couple names have popped up for the new Utah NHL team.
They put in for copyrights on them, right?
Yeah, they put in for trademark filings.
Sorry.
The following. I'll let you give me your favorite here. I got the Utah Blizzard, the Utah Venom, the Utah Fury, the Utah HC.
For hockey club?
Yeah, and then Utah Hockey Club.
I got to be honest, I don't really. I was thinking, I asked my son this last night because he's locked in, loves hockey, all the NHL teams. We're trying to come up with some ideas. I didn't have anything great. I don't love the list, quite honestly. I guess if I had to pick from what's there, I would probably go Blizzard.
Yeah, me too.
Do they really? I mean, I know they get the snow caps up in the mountains, but do they
get Blizzard? What about the Utah snow caps?
Snow caps? I did mention that one to my son last night, and I was like,
I like that.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue, the snow caps. Plus, we got the Capitals, and their nickname is the Caps.
Right. Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Eddie's goes to Utah sometimes.
Many times. I have family in Utah.
Yeah.
My
All right, so you're the guy to ask.
Yeah, what
then
would you go with?
I would go with the Wasatch.
Yeah, I like that
the
as
Wasatch?
Well. The Utah Wasatch.
The Wasatch front is that range of mountains right to the immediate
I love it.
Salt Lake City.
What was the name of the people in Ace Ventura 2?
Utah Wasatch. I love it, Eddie. Put that right on a jersey. That would look nice.
Yeah. And it's another one without an S kind of a thing.
Wasatch. The Wasatch Range.
Yes, correct. And they call it the Wasatch Front.
Why don't you and I, let's go in together. We'll get a trademark on that and see if we can.
I have no idea how that is done, but okay.
Sell it to that ownership group.
Yeah, just sell it to the ownership group.
Salt Lake City.
Did you guys want Utah Wasatch? Because that's trademarked already.
Eddie, where is the, what was it again? Wasatch?
Wasatch.
Watch. Where is that in relation to Salt Lake? And I'm sorry if you just said that. I was
the Wasatch Front is the, like when you fly into the Salt Lake Airport, you see it.
So it's
in
right
the
there.
East. It's right. It's okay. Minutes away.
Okay.
It's where Snowbird and Alta and Solitude and Brighton and Park City, it's all right up in the Wasatch. All those great ski resorts, seven of them within
perfect.
Half an hour or less from the airport.
And it kind of sounds like Sasquatch.
Right.
Right? Which there's probably Sasquatch in the Wasatch.
What do they is it snow cap or white cap? That's a wave, isn't it?
Right.
What is it? What do they call when it's just the tip of the mountain that has
snow cap?
Snow cap.
The Utah snow caps.
Yeah. No, I'm loving this one from Eddie.
Oh, we just said snow caps. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I'm loving the Utah Wasatch. That's tremendous. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back here, CeeLo. I have a couple other notes. I've got a couple NFL notes, and I've got a streaming situation.
Oh, shocker.
Because Jerry told me yesterday he will no longer tolerate my streaming discussions. He said he will let me talk, but he's not going to engage.
Hasn't he said that before?
He has, but okay. Now he's like he's drawing a line in sand. And nothing came up. He's just saying, okay. You know, I get locked in on things.
When
and
you do
correct.
Your streaming thing, I like to be transparent and take ownership and accountability of things. This is probably a week or so old now, but we'll get to – I will – not come clean, but I will acknowledge something to you in our next segment.
And this isn't a negative streaming thing. I'm just going to throw some streaming stats at you because they seem much lower than I would have thought. And you had mentioned Ted Lasso during the break. And it's kind of part of that as well. So
very good.
I just want to throw a couple things at you.
Sure.
I'm not going to be ranting and raving about streaming and grandmothers paying for Yankees and Mets games.
I'm sure you won't.
I'm definitely not going to do that.
No chance. You've made that point before.
Yeah,
you don't need to reinforce it.
No need to go back to that. And then at 6 o'clock, Gio will be here with Mr. Jerry Recco in for the booms.